Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, Melbourne! Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. Last night I cancelled the show because I had no voice. I squeaked on don't. This could be a long hour. There we go. But it does suit well with what I... Because if you've never been to the show before, what I do is I search my name every single week to try and find an intro of what other Josh Earls are doing out there. So I googled Josh Earl last night and I found on a website called euroclinic.sk, under the headline, "What stage of puberty am I in?" And a photo of me in this podcast came up. So hopefully post-puberty, but by my voice, it could be starting. Yay! Hey, what I normally do in this podcast, I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. Let's meet them right now. Our first guest, he shares his name with a music composer who has worked on films such as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic film. Can you please welcome onto the podcast, it's Will Anderson! Anyway.
Hey, hello. Mate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was actually backstage not knowing if that was going to be me or your other male guest.
That was you. So
I did not know.
He's not just worked on Friendship is Magic. He's done the entire series of My Little Pony.
I mean, how many episodes is there, the entire series?
No, this is movies. He doesn't work on the TV show.
No, he's got standards.
There's about
doesn't want to do a little My Little Pony project. No.
There's about 20.
He loves little ponies and big dreams.
Also, our next guest is a comedian who, if you type her name into Facebook, two groups come up. The first is Celia Pecola Hates Alison Bice, and the other is Celia Pecola Fan Club. Both of these groups have the exact same number of members. Can you please welcome Celia Pecola?
Hello.
Hey, mate.
That makes me very happy because there was for a brief time a Get Celia Pecola Off Television group. When I did one spot on Rove as a guest, and then I think it was just one person that got real mad. But I'm glad that's not there.
That's not there anymore.
Fantastic news.
I also love the idea that you did one spot on Rove's show and someone was like, nope, that's too much.
Yeah.
We've got to get her. We've got to run her out of television altogether.
Yeah.
And where are they
and
now?
Yeah.
That person was Hannah Gadsby.
Also joining us is a comedian who, when you type her name into Google, the related searches are partner, husband, and this is probably the creepiest one of all of them, Adelaide. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Fern Brady. Hey, Fern.
So I true about Adelaide?
Yeah, I think it's just related to Australian searches though, but yeah, Adelaide.
No, but Adelaide's the most I've ever been asked out as a comedian in my life. Well, I've never been asked out by people till I gigged in Adelaide.
And how many are we talking about?
Five.
They didn't say, do you want to come to Snowtown at all, did they?
What? I don't know. Well, I was just excited because if you're a girl comic, you don't really get asked out, or I'd never do.
No.
But I got asked out by a lot of girls this festival as well, and the quality of women asking me out is so much higher than the men. The men all look like they live under a bridge or something. And then the women are cracking.
That's because they're the men they have to choose from.
Yeah. Yeah. Also joining us is a man who shares his name with a man on LinkedIn whose byline reads, student at the University of Life. which we all know, that's code for unemployed. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Tommy Dasler.
Yes! If I don't get asked out on this podcast, I will kill myself, folks. So, bachelor number one, here he is.
You've been getting asked out at all this festival, Tommy?
Nah, God, no.
Anyone today want to ask Tommy out?
This is true. Like a month ago, I was in the supermarket and walking through an aisle to get somewhere else and walked past the condoms and was like, oh, I should. And then out loud said, get real. No need for these, champ. You're a fucking... Hey, I'm fine.
Don't give up on your dreams, man. One day you could use those condoms to smuggle heroin across the border.
Thanks for believing in me, Will. You've always championed new talent. That's what I love about you.
I've always looked at you and thought, mule.
All right, our first game today is called Social Meme Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So first one is this one. I hate novels where the author describes the character's appearance in too much detail. I reckon I'll imagine this fake person however I want to, you fucking asshole.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Celia.
No, that's Tommy Dasler. I put that for Tommy.
Yeah, I do like to read, though. I feel like you should read.
That's what I thought. And I ruled out Tommy first.
Yeah.
I was like, it's definitely down to Fern or Celia. It's about reading a book.
I hate picture books where they just tell you where Spot is.
Because last time you were on the show, or once you were on the show, Celia, you were saying you were reading the entirety of Stephen King's
novels. Yes, I am. I still am.
Still, what are you up to now?
Well, I took a break, to be honest, because it got a bit much. What was the last one I read was Carrie, actually. I just missed that one. Went back and read Carrie. Read that? Whew. You thought just regular periods were bad. Jesus.
Question.
That's on point. Read it.
Anyway, yeah. Question two. Just bombed so hard that as I was leaving the venue, I shouted bleak involuntarily and startled a man on the street.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Celia.
No, that was Fern. Put that for Fern.
Hey, that's funny. What was the end of it? And what did you do to a man on the
startled
street?
Startled a man on the street.
After I have a bad gig, I shout at myself in the street. But my agent's banned me from tweeting about bad gigs now because he was like, we have a tour to sell.
So that is a brutal one to buzz on, I just realised. Celia would have bombed, I reckon.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
No, I was going, well, this one's definitely Tommy too. Josh doesn't do two of the same person in a row, so...
Question three. No one ever takes you seriously when you have the hiccups. Worst breakup ever.
Fair.
Will.
Yes, Fern first.
Celia.
You are correct, yes. Put there Fern.
It was me. It wasn't true. A lot of people were worried that I'd actually broken up, but I was sitting on the couch with the hiccups and I was like, it is impossible to say anything serious. Yeah. Anyway. You get the joke.
Question four. I've been sending nudes for the first time ever, but so I don't get revenge porned, I put poop emojis all over my face and body.
Celia.
Yes, Celia.
Tommy.
No. That was Fern.
Come on.
I don't need the emoji, sweetheart.
Can't start, because when you send nudes, you just send the captions, get real.
It's better than bleak.
Bleak. I go, why? If I have a bad gig. No, why? Sorry.
You ever sent a nude, Will? Ever sent a nude?
No.
No, me either.
No.
Moving on.
And if I was, I wouldn't send one to me. I'd just send one to Adam Hillis. As long as I cut it off at the knees, no one would know. So.
For those who don't know, that sounds like Will saying he's got a huge cock. Like.
That's what I was saying. That was definitely the joke.
Question five. I'm a triple threat. I can do six things kind of half good.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Celia.
No, that's Tommy.
No, that's got maths in it. That's not me.
The little fella is really flying under the radar on all these ones. This is great.
Do you know what your six things are? Let's go through your six things.
They're all fucking.
All right, we'll just do five then. Okay? Is that
nice.
It's always good when you can do a callback from another podcast. Do you reckon podcast audiences are a small and insular community?
Our podcasts do exist in the same shared universe, so that's cool of you to like link them in.
Question six. I asked for my hair to be the same colour as a corrugated iron roof.
Fern.
Yes, Fern.
Well.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Fern. Yes.
It's true.
They didn't do it.
Well, that's from my Instagram, and I took a picture. Oh. I've got to be honest with you. I'll be... Anyway, so I took the picture by accident. I was trying to turn on a podcast. And I was, like, walking and at the same time trying to, like, flick from one thing, and it just took a picture. So it's weird. My head's only in the tiny bottom of it, and it's of the roof that I was just walking through. And my hair looks exactly the same as the roof. And I was like, fuck, I've finally taken a photo that's good enough for Instagram. And I did it by mistake, and I posted it, and people really liked it. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, I could be an influencer. Yeah. Just got to stop thinking about it. I reckon corrugated iron roof sales have gone through the roof.
I get there in the end.
Question seven. I can't feel my hands.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Fern.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Tommy.
Thanks, sorry. Why
did you pick that tweet?
Because I had to write the podcast. I was meant to do it last night. I was sick, sorry. So I did it this morning, and I didn't want to go too far back. So that's from like 3 days ago with you. You're on like...
Yeah, I lost my voice, and then I went to the Australian doctors. And if you lose your voice in the UK, they just give you salt water. But here, they gave me some sort of Australian cocaine because like within an hour, I felt like I could do kung fu and sing opera on stage. I like walked onto my show punching walls and stuff.
That's the weird irony of Australia, that our cold and flu tablets are like cocaine, but our cocaine is mostly cold and flu tablets.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to lose my voice as well. Might have to take a visit to the GP tomorrow.
Question eight. Start of the day, into the mirror. You can do anything. I believe in you. End of the day, into the mirror. I am absolutely fed up with you.
Celia?
Yes, Celia.
Tommy.
You are correct. Point there for Celia.
I'm fine, by the way.
Painting a
I was like, that can't be Tommy. I don't think Tommy can afford a place with a mirror.
Yeah, it was a spoon. It was the back of a spoon.
As I caught my reflection in my heroin spoon.
God, I'm fed up with you.
No, you see, normally when Tommy's on, I choose stuff that...
It's all about jizz.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was waiting for. I've been fooled by all these un-jizz-related tweets.
So I've tried to branch out and show that he's also lonely.
Yeah. I am. I'm going through a rebrand at the moment. Yeah.
Question.
I think the loneliness was implied in all the cum tweets, to be honest. But...
Question nine. The closest I've been to being catfished is when I've ordered Uber Eats that isn't as tasty as it looks in the picture.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Celia.
No, that's Tommy as well. That's another one for Tommy.
Are you guys just not on Twitter, or am I just way too much spare time at the moment?
Yeah. Spending a lot of time on a medium that most people have moved on from.
If you have any suggestions for a new first round, please write in. Really looking for something different. Anyway, this is a visual one. Okay. It says...
Just a photo of me.
Will, Celia.
It says, really could have used this one in uni, and it's a picture of Ruta Hero. Ruta Hero.
I mean, it seems too obvious that it's Tommy, so... Will.
Yes, Will.
Tommy?
No, it was also Celia. Point there for Celia.
I genuinely couldn't remember. I don't know where it was or anything, but come on, that's funny. That's real.
That's a real
one. Someone's business.
So instead of going through tweets, I went to Officeworks and printed this out.
Yeah. I genuinely have no memory.
And I didn't take my card with me. and like my office works card, so I thought I'll just get them to do it at the counter. And so they went, just did someone, and then they handed it back to me and went, all right, that's it. They must have an interesting life.
I had to do the same thing in there last year, and it was a photoshopped picture for our podcast, for our live podcast. It was a photoshopped picture of Ben Russell having sex with Fiona O'Loughlin. And there was a group of school children there, and then we didn't even end up using it in the show. So just a wonderful day out for me.
At the end of that round, the scores are Will Anderson on 0 points, sticking off the mark.
Boom. I blame you, Tommy.
Sorry, man.
Celia Piccola on 2 points. Go for Celia.
Thank you.
Fern Brady on 4 points. But also on 4 points is Tommy Daslow.
Yes.
This round is called We Are Family. Now, in this round, we go back in time and talk about someone's family. And today we're meeting the Daslows. Well,
that's right, folks.
Will, false.
Episode zero.
Or in particular, Tommy's dad. Now, Tommy's dad is a very good man and only ever wanted the best for his son, Tommy. But what did he do to try and distill a bit of resilience in his son? Was it A, he once made Tommy go to school barefoot so he'd look back and be able to say, in my day, I used to have to walk to school barefoot. Was it B, if he thought Tommy wasn't paying attention to the direction they were heading, he would stop the car and make Tommy get out and walk home to make sure he knew where he was. Or C, he would put Tommy's Game Boy up in a high tree, and if Tommy wanted it, he had to climb the tree without a ladder and get it. Now, one of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he'll be leading you astray. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
How do you make a Game Boy stay in a tree?
So did he find the right branch and just balance it there. Yeah, he perched it.
How high up? Did he use a ladder to get up the tree?
Yeah, he used a ladder and then he took the ladder and then I had to, like, scurry up using some other branches. Like Winnie the Pooh. He made me take my pants off while I did it.
What is this game? Weird.
Can I ask about the second one with the car and getting out and doing directions?
You may.
So
next question.
So when you were on the drive and he made you get out of the car,
yep.
Do you think that, like, that wasn't to teach you directions and you just actually just managed to make it home?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, was he just trying to get rid of you?
Oh, just wanted some peace and quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. He never expressed that. He's like, get out. And I'm like, he's teaching me a lesson. This is really cool. What a thoughtful dad. No. Yeah, it could have been that. It was never too far, but it was just like, hey, if you ever get lost or if you ever, like, get the wrong tram or something, you should know how to be able to get yourself home from just wherever.
But if it was never far away, that doesn't really teach you how to get you home from wherever, does it?
Yeah, well, I was a little kid. He's not, like, fucking leaving me 6 hours away.
I mean, it seems weird he was leaving you any amount of distance away and making you go home. That is unbelievable, that one. I'm ruling out B.
There's a reason more parents don't do this, okay? I'm not saying it makes sense.
No, I actually feel like that's probably the most likely. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. It makes sense. You're going to Fern, safety things.
Fern, you've only just met Tommy. Any questions about this that you don't... That makes no sense to you?
No,
or other things as well. I'm happy to take all.
It's a classic comedy father, isn't it? Because all comedians have a neurotic, mad mum and then a dad who's emotionally closed off.
Tommy's dad also writes pornography.
Are you joking?
No, that's true.
As a hobby. He writes pornographic short stories.
What? Like, what type of porn?
Porn where all the setting is described in great detail and, like, wind conditions and stuff are gone into, and then by the time we get to the fucking, it's just glossed over. Like,
alright.
Yeah.
Sounds
dramatic. He's an architect, so he spends ages, like, just describing the building that they're in. And then he's like, oh, and then she takes her top off, I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was the first one again?
First one was he once made Tommy go to school barefoot, so he'd be able to look back and say, in my days, to walk to school barefoot.
How far was the school away from where you lived?
It was just like a couple of blocks away. It wasn't too far.
I thought loads of Australians don't wear shoes anyway. I did a gig round the corner from here where a guy in the front row had no shoes or shirt on.
Yeah, that's something different.
Yeah.
But also, I did a gig in Gold Coast for the first time. And
again,
oh, that, yeah, yeah, yeah. And truly our best and brightest.
To repeat what Celia said, that's different.
How did you find the Gold Coast?
Actually, I really loved it. Yeah. But I never had so many of my audience be wearing Hawaiian shirts, unironically.
Could you walk there now if you had to?
And the Meter Maids, did you know about Meter Maids?
Oh, we know about Meter Maids, yeah.
No, I met, because I've met people here that don't know what they are.
Oh.
Do you know about the Meter Maids, the gold bikini benevolent parking attendants?
Did you meet Warwick Kappa? The mayor of the Gold Coast, Warwick Kappa.
Oh, no. I really want to go back. There were so many people not wearing shirts or shoes walking to the shops and driving motorbikes. It was insane.
Well, you know when's a really good time to go back to the Gold Coast? Schoolies.
So we have this thing. When you finish year 12, you'll go to the Gold Coast. Did anyone here do schoolies? I didn't.
I did. I don't remember where.
Yeah.
Which and is telling.
And you go there and get
there
chlamydia.
Was a beach.
It's like a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, you've heard of this. Yeah.
What are people thinking about Tommy's?
Oh.
Yeah, has that helped you in any way, Fern?
No.
I still think he got dropped and told to walk home.
So Celia's thinking it was B.
Find your way home.
Yep.
No, I'm going to say Game Boy in the tree.
Game Boy in the tree, that's C.
I think B, find your way.
You think B, find your way home. The correct answer was A, go to school barefoot. 3 points there for Tommy.
Yep.
That is, what if you stepped on a spider? That's just irresponsible.
He told me that the other day and I didn't remember it, and he said he did it once and I was walking out the door and I was crying and I was saying, why are you making me do this? And he said, because I think that you're going to be a big success one day and I want to make sure that you have some kind of hardship to write about in your autobiography.
Bullshit. He couldn't find your fucking shoes, mate. Oh, no, I'm doing this in your future. Oh, fuck, I don't know where they are.
And the other thing was that, you know, he was almost right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were almost a big deal and you told the anecdote on a podcast. Yeah. It was close.
Maybe if he'd made me do that 2 days, I would have actually been a success instead of getting so close.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Will on 0 points still. Give it for Will.
Boo.
Celia on 2 points. Yep. Fern on 4 points, but in the lead now on 7 points is Tommy Dasilo.
I love you, Dad!
All right, this round is called Knowing You, Knowing Me. Now, in this round, I'll read out something that's happened to someone on this panel, and you have to say whether it happened to me or someone else. If you answer correctly, you get the point. If you're incorrect, the person whose story it may or may not be, they get the point. So you get one individually. So to Tommy, was it Will or was it me when we were 13/14, had very hard lumps under our nipples? And this caused us a lot of anxiety and stress because we thought we had breast cancer. After a year of living with this, we confided in our mum, who took us to the doctor. The doctor just squeezed our nipples and said, it's just hormones, and sent us out.
I know you're reading it that way because it could be either of us, but because I'm sitting next to you, it feels like we went through this together. Really felt like we were both there at the doctor's. I was there, I can imagine it.
I'm going to need you to reenact the nipple squeezing on each other before I formulate my answer, thank
you. Wow, your dad's actually written a porno all about it. It's...
I reckon it would be...
Something to ask questions about?
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was allowed to do that.
Yeah, you can ask questions.
Oh, okay.
Not only are you allowed to, but apparently expected to.
I mean, there's a lot of detail in the story already.
There's a lot of detail.
You even described the pressure with which the nipples were squeezed. So you were scared that you had breast cancer. You were 13?
13.
Scared that you had breast cancer.
Yeah.
Living
with this for a whole year. Hard nipples.
Sat on it for a year. What was, Will, what was your mum's response when you finally went to her?
Well, it was actually, so the important thing that made it even more embarrassing was that I'd recently had like a cyst thing behind my ears and I hadn't told her about that, and then it had got really bad, so I had to go to the doctor. So then when this other thing happened, I was a bit paranoid about like backing up a second time. But of course I did the exact same thing as I'd done the previous time instead, because I was a fucking kid.
Yeah.
And when you're an idiot and you're embarrassed about your body, like behind my ears having a cyst was okay, but under my boobs, and I had boobs too because I was like overweight, and so I was just like, I don't want to bring any of this.
So it's like it's second album syndrome. You know, you've got your whole career to work on the first cyst, and then not that long to back up the second one.
Also, anyway, I didn't tell Josh this part of the story when I told. I mean, whatever. I am, but like I grew up on a farm, and like the cows have this thing called mastitis.
Okay.
And so at the start, I thought it was mastitis, and there's just a little spray that we had on the farm that you can use for mastitis. It's medicine. So
cow medicine.
It's cow medicine. But you know what? Cows, people think about cows' teats a lot more than they think about men's teats, right? So technically there's been more because people
free
make
the udder.
People make a livelihood out of cows' teats being non-infected, whereas no one's interested in my
You're right.
You know?
No one's making money off your teats. I'm
exactly.
So sorry.
They're not. So I may have used a little bit of that and that didn't help. Perhaps made it slightly worse. So I finally had to tell Mum.
Josh, describe to me what was going through your head as you were having your nipples tweaked by this doctor.
I was 13, mm-hmm. 14, and I was like very nervous. And then it was over so quickly. He just kind of grabbed
I'll bet.
He just pretty much nipple crippled me and said, no, that's just hormones. That's fine. You're fine. And so the car ride home, Mum was kind of giving me shit about it. Just going, right. I took off work for this. Just so you know. Just so you know.
I reckon it is about Will.
You are incorrect. It was me. Put there for Will.
It was him.
Well, point. That was good.
What a lying liar.
Wow.
And that was you.
Have you ever actually taken cow medicine?
No.
Oh, my God.
Made it up on the spot.
Were you a fat child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt that bit real. That
that's,
bit was
that's
real.
That's another
yeah.
classic.
You could tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put in a truth to sell the lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what got me in because I related to that character.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But I was just really worried that my mum was going to tell my brothers. That's all I was worried about. Yeah. I thought because they're just going to give me so many nipple cripples. She kept true to her word. She didn't do it. Okay.
Oh.
So, to Will. Now, both Celia and I are lovely people.
Oh.
Will.
There's more to it. Who would never judge a person on their race, religion, gender, or sexuality. But
as my grandpa used to say, everything before the butt is bullshit, Josh.
But if your name is Sonia, we take an instant dislike to you.
Wow. Okay, well, firstly, I just need to know why. Celia, why would you have an immediate dislike to someone called Sonia?
High school.
But is there a Sonia from high school?
Yes, there was a Sonia I went to high school with who was my mortal enemy. And it's very unfortunate because I went to primary school with, and at primary school, my best friend was called Sonia. So the high school Sonia undid all of the good work of
but
the
what happened
school
to what happened to early best friend Sonia? Why wasn't she about still?
Because I moved. Kind of. Well, I don't know.
It's a really,
she's probably
really
still
inside
there.
Under how you hold on to fucking
yeah, I know. It's primary school. I didn't have a phone.
Okay. Or,
I don't know what happened to her.
Why did you hate other Sonia?
So I went,
I went to
a fancy girl's grammar, and I lived in the country and still it, so I was, didn't fit in there anyway. And she was, when I think about it, the most traumatic thing that ever happened because I was invited to her birthday party and she was like model, and then I snuck into the birthday party and then my friends peer pressured me to steal fried chicken from the fried chicken thing and her mum caught me stealing it and it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And that, going backwards, means I hate people called Sonia.
Josh.
Yes.
Same question. Why do you hate Sonia?
A girl at my school, high school, yeah. Sonia, dacked me when I was in like grade 9 and puberty was a good distance away and would never, even all through year 12, kept on...
But why would a girl called Sonia dack you? Why?
Because she was a bully and I was a nice boy. With, at that time, a below-average penis.
I love that you felt the need to say at that time.
Now it looks nice.
Yeah.
It's had a makeover.
I love that. What a wonderful description too. Well, that looks nice.
It looks nice.
Five guys
it's
came
nice.
In.
Looks
got rid of
nice.
All my
it's
life.
Not a carrot cake.
Come on.
What does dark mean?
Oh
my goodness. so wonderful to be
dacking was
here.
If someone's standing up, and I would wear shorts every day in high school and just pull my pants out. And this was in the time of like Looney Tunes satin boxes, so everything came down.
Yeah,
it was just everything.
Yeah.
What do you remember? What Looney Tunes satin boxes you were wearing?
Let us guess.
Go and have a guess.
Tweety Pie.
No, it wasn't Tweety Pie.
Tasmanian Devil.
It wasn't Tasmanian Devil.
Of course.
Yosemite Sam.
Not Yosemite Sam.
Ooh,
it was Marvin the Martian.
Oh. Typical Josh Early. He's like Looney Tunes, but alt. I think you'll find Marvin the Martian is actually the best of them all. I've got his album. It's really good. Made my top 5 list last year of Looney Tunes characters.
I love a list.
Look, Celia's story has so much more detail, and I just can't work out whether, like, that's a good or bad thing, because I added a lot of detail in my lie. So I'm going to say it's Celia. That makes sense. I reckon you would hate someone forever based on their name.
You are correct. Yes, it was Celia.
And I feel bad. If I meet Sonia's, it's not their fault, but it can never be.
All right, no, to Celia.
Okay.
To Celia.
To Celia, yes.
Now, was it Tommy or was it me who last time we were at our parents' house, we found a drawer full of sex toys?
Well... I hate that means it's true for one of you. Wherever this goes, it ends bad. Well, Tommy, where do your parents live?
They live in Brighton.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And why were you in their bedroom? I assume the drawer of sex toys is in the bedroom?
Yeah, Mum asked me to go grab something for her and I just opened the drawer.
She asked you to get something out of her bedroom?
Yeah. Mm.
What? A sex toy? What? Why else are you looking in that drawer?
Fuck, it was a while ago. I can't actually remember what it was. It's just like a notebook or something that she had in there that she wanted.
Okay.
Some stuff in it.
I cannot believe that if this is real, you've told anyone. Either of you. This is so fucked up. Oh, my God. So what happened? You open a drawer and what are we talking?
Oh, I think you can use your...
and
dildos to peg your dad. Well, he lies.
Not that much imagination, Fern.
He lies on his tummy writing his architectural porn. Yeah. And your mum pegs him.
Was it like dildo shaped like the Empire State Building?
I like the idea that that's their foreplay. He has to write the porno. Then they read it together. And then she just pegs him really hard. Which is why he takes so long for it to get to the pegging. I'm just going to describe the building a little bit longer.
Oh, my God. All right. This is.
It's going to be so much fun when we find out this is Tommy.
Oh, my God. How do you have Christmas at your house? Okay. All right. And then what did you do? Obviously, did you mention it to either of them?
Oh, God, no.
You just shut
that
the door?
That would be weird. Instead, I'll talk about it in a public forum in front of an audience of strangers and on a recorded medium.
Okay. All right. Josh, I know you're in Tassie, so you're home visiting. So were you?
I was home visiting. Yes.
Yeah.
I was at my mum's house.
And why were you in the bedroom?
Because when we stay at my mum's house, me and my wife stay in her bed with our youngest son, and then the other son stays in the other room, which has two single beds. My mum stays in there, and so my youngest son was the one who pulled the drawer open.
No.
Yeah, but he didn't know what he was seeing because they looked a bit like dolphins.
Yeah, that's fair. It's like that whole argument about they make the dishwashing things look too much like lollies. It's like, they do look a bit like too much like toys. Anyway, then what did you do?
I closed the drawer, didn't tell my mum, and told my sons, don't go through the drawers. Ever again.
Are you worried that by talking about it here she'll find out?
She'd have to first learn how to listen to a podcast. She can get it to number 3 on the thing, but not on... Anyway, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be in real trouble when they come out with one with a Bluetooth where you can do both at the same time.
Can't be far off, can it? I'm going to say I'm going to believe. I think it's Josh.
You are correct. It was me. Yes. apologies to my mum and Tommy's parents.
Well done, Celia, on not believing the most unconvincing lie that I think has ever been told on this podcast.
I like the idea that your mum would have a drawer full of sex toys and then just send you in looking for a diary.
A notebook.
That's a woman who wants to be caught, Tommy.
Josh also messaged me and said, oh, well, we'll do this one. Unless, are your parents planning on coming? Because if they are, we won't do that one.
Well, it turns out Josh's parents were.
Now, to, who was that? To Tommy. No, you've had one. Who? Oh, Fern hasn't won. All right, this is everyone because I fucked up. Okay, sorry, you can all get a point here. Now, was it Fern? Or was it me, who when we were a kid and our family would go and eat out in a restaurant, we would call the waiter over and beg them to play our cassette tape instead of the restaurant music? This is for all of you.
What was their cassette tape?
Do you know what? Now, did you guys ever have these tapes called Now 98 or
97?
Yes. We just got it.
Yeah, so you used to have that and it would have all the greatest hits on it. All sorts of dance music and Boys to Men and
Club 7.
Yeah, yeah. And I was a really geeky child with no... I didn't have any sort of self-consciousness at all. And I would just be like, waiter, come over here. I'd be like, would you play Now 98, please? And then we would just have to listen to, you know, Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, along with the whole restaurant. I just remembered as well, I also used to make waiters let me sing my own love songs in restaurants in Greece on holiday. My parents would just piss themselves laughing at me.
What, so you'd just get up on the microphone in the restaurant and go, this one goes out to all the diners out there?
Yeah, yeah. That was our first going to comedy because I made my mum and dad laugh so much at their dorky child.
Josh, can I ask you what your tape was in this scenario?
So this is when I was about 10, so it would have been stuff like, stuff I taped off Rage.
Yeah.
So it would have been like maybe the Rockmelons. I was a big one into that word, what is love? L-O-V-E-E, yep. So it would have been that, probably Richard Marx, probably some Bon Jovi, yeah. And then Triple J came in when I was 13, that's when I got cool.
I mean, the idea of Josh making a mixtape is... right on brand.
Yeah. It's more what's just unbelievable for me is them agreeing to do that, to actually go, yep, I'll play it.
They did it every time. Every single time they would play my tape.
Like, how old were you?
About 10, yeah.
I still think that's adorable. I think that would be convincing, right? If some 10-year-old girl just went, play this, I would. If I ran a cafe, I'd be like, yeah, fucking why not? What are all these assholes? What, you're too good for Boys to Men?
Yeah.
If some little kid came up to you, Will, and wanted to play their mixtape for your front of house music before your comedy festival show, would you say yes?
Yes. If they
challenge
were 10 years old, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, all right.
I would bring them out at the start as people were coming in and go, this is whatever, this is Young Fern.
Yeah.
And this is her mixtape. And we're absolutely 100%.
And that's just the most hardcore gangster rap. Like, just the most brutal shit.
That'd be awesome too.
When I was 10, my first cassette tape was Do the Bartman.
Oh.
And I listened to that over and over. Would you play Do the Bartman on loop? I'm aware I'm 36 now.
If a 10-year-old asked me, I would, yeah.
What are we thinking? Think it's Fern?
I'm going to say Fern.
I think it's Fern too.
I think it's Fern, yeah.
You are all correct. That was Fern, yes. Yeah. Point there for you.
Excellent taste in tapes, though. Now.
So every
98.
Time.
How can he call something now that continually changes time as well?
It's like, now 98, now 99. Yeah. Now, yeah. Anyway, at the end of that round, the scores are Will on 3 points there. Yes. Celia on 4 points. Yes. Fern on 4 points. But now, in the later 8 points, it's Tommy Dasilo. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you. You have to buzz in if you think you know who it is about. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You lose a point if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Question one, who here has been referenced on The Simpsons?
Will.
Yes, Will.
Celia.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's because they heard how much of a huge fan I was of Do the Bartman.
Yeah.
I think I was the first person to buy
Do the
Bartman.
So this girl used to make people play this tape over and over.
Did you know or did you get alerted to it?
No idea. Someone on Twitter told us. It was just me. They referenced Rosehaven. Someone told us there was a screenshot and they had a big screen of a bunch of TV shows. But Clever Man was on there as well. There was a couple of other shows and we have no idea who did that or how it happened. But it's fucking cool.
That's very cool. All right, question two. Whose ex was a musician who secretly named an EP after them?
Oh, Will?
Yes, Will.
Tommy.
No, it was Fern.
Oh, that's so cool. Oscar.
Yes. Yeah, it was a guy called Jim Noir who was like rich from selling his music to Adidas adverts. And I think one of his songs was in The Devil Wears Prada. But he was a smelly tramp man. Like, it was like going out with a homeless guy who was rich. And then... He named one of his EPs for Nearby Devil, right? And then it was an anagram of I Love Fern Brady.
Wow.
And the drawing on the cover of the EP I did, but I don't care, he's still a stinking bastard.
I have one of his albums and I like it, but I'll get rid of it now.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, so...
I got to say, I like him a bit more now that I hear he's a stinking tramp.
Honestly, I remember one time he rented us this luxury apartment in Edinburgh for a holiday, but then he didn't wash the whole time, so the whole apartment smelled like dirty arses. And I was like, oh, it's so great going out with a millionaire.
Oh, yes! The king, go off! I love this guy.
Question three.
So when I said Tommy, I was nearly right.
Yes.
Flattered that you think I'm cool enough to date a musician, by the way.
I mean, in retrospect, you're right. I meant Tommy has the album.
Question three. Who here once pretended to be another comedian to get free tickets to a show?
Celia.
Yes, Celia.
Tommy?
No, it was Will. Will did that.
Oh, of course.
Was actually to pick up a ticket to the show.
Adam Hills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to the show with his wife, to be fair. And she just...
Oh, did she know it was you?
No, Hillsy and I had just seen that movie, The Prestige. And we're like, so, you know what? Got a little plan here. No, we were going to see Nick Cave and he was meant to go and then couldn't go. And so she rang me and said, do you want to come to this thing? And she said, go and pick up the tickets. And she said, they're under Adam's name. No one will know. Just say that you're Adam. But the person actually were like, you're not Adam, but gave me the tickets anyway.
All right, next question. Who here lives near a construction site and is amazed by how bitchy the labourers are?
Will.
Yes, Will.
Fern.
No, that's Tommy as well. Point off Will there.
Constant strife over the back fence of mine at the moment.
What are they talking about?
They're just bitching about each other. As soon as one of them goes to get an ice break or whatever, they're just all teeing off. Yeah, oh, it's high drama.
Mate. Wait until you hear about what happens in comedy rooms.
Imagine being in the construction Facebook group. Oh, yeah. All the screenshots they're getting. His hammer's a hack. Anyway,
can't believe this cunt got to go on the jackhammer. That's bullshit. They bombed it too.
Question five. Who here had someone recognise them on the street and say, you're from that show, only for them to see the other person from the show and say, oh, and the star of the show.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Celia.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Yes, point there for Tommy. Yes.
Yeah. I'm over it.
I mean, it depends on what show that is in refer... Like, I mean, if it's Luke,
yeah,
then that is a hurtful thing. But
yeah.
If you were on the street with, like, Rob Sitch or something...
Yeah. No, it was Luke.
But was it...
It's in Tasmania. Yeah. So in Tasmania, he's like, fucking...
Yeah.
The one who got out.
I'm right here.
Sorry, the one they claim.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Luke handled that exchange well.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah.
Who, when they were a child and someone would say, oh, how cute, would growl at people?
Tommy. Celia.
Oh, I heard Tommy first.
Fern.
You are correct, yes, yeah. It was Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, people would go, what a beautiful child, and I would go, stupid lady.
I've never wanted to have a kid, but now that I've heard what you were like as a kid,
yeah,
I'm like, I'd like a kid like that. Growling at strangers, putting on their own tape at restaurants. That sounds fun.
I had tantrums so violent that my aunt had to sit on me at a wedding.
Man. That's great.
Question 7. Who here would get annoyed while they were swimming because they would come up with good ideas but have no pen to write them down with?
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Will?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
I mean, that's a bit. I'm having so many great ideas. I mean, it's a bit. You do
what's
have
the
a
deal
lot of
with
great
water?
Ideas.
No. But for the record, I have had a lot of great
you
ideas.
You do have a lot of. I know. Just... Have you invented underwater iPad? What are you gonna?
I mean, Josh has gone back a fair while on that one.
Right.
It's been a long time since I've been able to swim. It's true. My hips don't do that anymore, so I can't swim.
Next question. Who on a 7?
Turns out I don't have as many good ideas on that. It's really slowed me down.
Who here on a 7-hour flight had a woman sit next to them who did not watch her TV or read a book and just twiddled her thumbs for the entire time and watched the films that this person was watching?
Will?
Yes, Will.
Fern?
You are correct. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the way over here. This psycho woman next to me turned off her TV, then watched A Star Is Born, that I was watching, a Michael Moore documentary, and then I was like, I'll show you, your bitch. And I put on Hereditary, you know that? And even though the whole thing's like, let us bow to King Piedmon and like worship demons, she was just leaning into me and smiling up at me. Like, I love it when we watch films together. It was so, so strange.
And our final question for the game. Who here said massive flaps live on TV?
Will.
Was that me when I did the project the other week?
Close.
Yes, Will.
Celia.
You are correct. Yes, it was Celia on the project, yes.
But they were talking about... Yeah, they were talking about big dick energy got put in the dictionary, and I said, what about massive flaps energy? On national television at dinner time, and I was very proud.
Fern had an ex-boyfriend who was in a band called Massive Flaps.
I would go to a band called Stinky Tramp Man.
Stinky Tramp Man. I got on the project the other week and they seemed really nervous about what I was going to say, and then they got annoyed because I called koalas dirty bitches.
Which
bit of that did they get annoyed at though? Is it the use of bitches or the insulting of koalas? Because koalas are dirty bitches.
Well, not because they have chlamydia. It was because I went to see them in Adelaide and then the koala
asked
zoo
you
lady.
Out.
Huh?
Asked you out. Oh,
and then the koala lady was like, oh, we've sold out of koala cuddles for the day. And I was like, you have to buy them like lap dances? And she was like, yeah, because the koalas get worn out. So once they've been cuddled too much, you can just pat them on the bum. And she went, some of them love the cuddles, like dirty bitches. And then I said that on the project because they wanted me to say like sort of inane stuff about fucking Vegemite and kangaroos. It's just like...
Big shout out to my employers.
It's just like the ever been on.
But,
I don't know why I got put on it.
But the jokes are really well written, right? The jokes that they do are really well written.
Oh, right, yeah. It's great.
Well, you know what the good news is, Josh? Like, people who come to the live shows want to see some stuff that won't be in the recorded podcast.
Well, they kept going, Fern, we're really nervous about your gala clip. And they were saying, like, oh, we've seen your comedy. And I was like, well, you're assuming the comedian's just go on stage and don't control what they say. So then, but the more they kept saying they were nervous about what I was going to say, I was like, well, I'll just say stupid stuff on live TV then.
Well, if you knew, you could say massive flaps. What else is there to say?
I'm amazed to hear that.
At the end of the game, the scores are Celia Piccola on 3 points.
Thank you. Oh, that's not good. That means a lot.
Will Anderson on 4 points. Fern Brady on 4 points. But our winner on 11 points is Tommy Russell.
Get real. Yay.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
I am the Rudy hero, folks.
Now, because you won, Tommy, you get to promote your show first. Where can people see your show this festival?
8:20 p.m. at the Cooper's Inn. Come down. Thank you. Big fans of times and venues. So, yeah, get on down, folks.
It's called Balding Cherub.
It's called Balding Cherub.
Great. Fern, where can people see...
I wonder why.
Where can people see you this festival?
I'm on at Acme, but there's only 10 tickets left for tonight. So if you want to come buy a ticket now... And I'm here for another week.
And are you doing any shows outside of Melbourne?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing 3 shows in Sydney at the Enmore Theatre.
Great, so go to that if you're listening to this in Sydney. Celia, what do you got to plug?
I'm doing no shows.
Hey.
But Luke and I are hosting the Moosehead, or the showcase show on the 21st, I think.
Yep.
At the Town Hall. That's a fun show. Line up, come down there.
Go to that one.
My show's called Willie Informed. It's on down the road. You can come tonight if you haven't been. But it's on for the rest of the week, and then I'm not going to do it. For a while, I'm going to have a bit of time off.
Nice. Give you a round of applause to all our guests today. Thank you all for coming out to the fourth one. There's one more next week. Also, if you haven't seen my show, Josh Earl Talks, it's on at 7:15 tonight and 8:15 for the rest of the week. Thank you. Some claps there haven't seen it, I know that. But please do come money on for another week, and then that'll be it for me. So thanks. See you next time. Bye. Cheers. Cheers.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.